just give over a short word we learned this morning from the Kutei Torah. This week we start the recounting all the journeys that the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, they journeyed from the time they left Egypt until the time they went into Eretz Yisrael. If you look in the Torah, there's 42 stops, 42 stations. And Rashi makes a point to tell us that part of the parsha is trying to tell you that you may think that for 40 years they were wandering the whole time back and forth. If you take an account and you see, first year, don't remember the exact calculation that Rashi brings down over there, but you can see that many of the journeys took place within the first year of the 42. 12 of them, and then a bunch of them took, 8 of them, 8 took place at the end. So you got to take off 20 together. So we're left with 22. In 38 years, they only went 22 stops. So it's not so gefährlich, not so terrible. So that's also to teach us that even though they journeyed, but it wasn't over 38 years, they journeyed only 22 stops. The point that the Kutei Torah talks about is that in essence the journey from Egypt to Eretz Yisrael is really a journey of one's life. Egypt, Mitzrayim, represents limitation. Eretz Yisrael is the good land, and we have to go the journeys, we have to go out from our own little Egypt, and we have to come and reach into Eretz Yisrael. And there's different stops on the ways to reach that level. And he says, the Pasuk says here, and also the Tehillim, it says that the journeys took place beyond Moshe and Aaron. That Moshe and Aaron sort of gives support to for these journeys. Literally, in the simple text, it means, because it wasn't the direction, the leadership. Moshe and Aaron were in charge, and they basically, you know, led the Jewish people. But in the metaphorically speaking, in the journey of one's life, we're saying for a person to achieve the success from going out of Egypt to Eretz Yisrael, he must employ the Moshe and Aaron, which is within oneself. That is the powers of the soul. We all have a little Moshe in ourselves, we have a little Aaron in ourselves. And when we can reach into those levels, that helps us to go along in these journeys, going out of Mitzrayim and going into the land of Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael. He goes through and he says, basically, he starts talking about, we didn't finish the Maamar, we just learned a small piece of it, but basically, he says there's two levels. There's one level of going out of Egypt or not doing things which are prohibited. You know, they're clearly prohibited. Those are things that are clearly the Torah prohibits them, or even if the sages came along and instituted, made a decree, made new rules or added to the rules, those are clearly marked. Those are called, they're bad, evil, if you do them. So those are for sure, one needs to journey away and not be involved with those things. But the more difficult and the bigger responsibility is a person needs to also not be fully involved and engaged even in things that are permissible. That's the mitzvah of Kaddish Atzmecha B'Mutarloch, that one needs to sanctify, as the Ramban says, that one needs to holy, become holy even in things that are permissible, and still not to fully indulge, not to fully be engaged and absorbed in all the material things. And that is a little bit of more difficult things. And he just explains, there's an interesting statement that it says, our sages in the Pirkei Avos, it says like this, it says, if there is no fear, there's no yira shamayim, I mean yira, there is no wisdom, there is no chokhmah. So that means, in order to really achieve chachma, you must have first yira. You must have yira shemayim. So to make sure that your wisdom will be proper, you need to have first, it needs to be anchored in yira shemayim. But then it says the other way around. It says, imein chachma, if you don't have wisdom, then you can't have yira. You can't have yira shemayim without fear. Or another expression, sometimes you say, lo yam ha'aretz chassid, the person who is a ignorant person cannot be a chassid because he doesn't know what to do. So How does one start? If he should start with fear, you tell him, well, no, you can't start with fear because imein chokhmah in yira, so you must have chokhmah first. But he can't start with chokhmah either because you say imein yira in chokhmah. So where does he begin? And the answer, as he explains, starts to explain over there, that these are the two levels. The simple level of yiras shamayim, that's the ground level, that comes before chokhmah. Imein yira, if you don't have the very simple level of yiras shamayim, of being fear of sin, then you can't even start with chokhmah. Then there's nothing what to talk about. So that level comes first, imein yira in chokhmah. The second step is, if you want to get to the higher level of awe of Hashem, a greater level, then it's imein chokhmah in yira, then you go there. That's, we'll continue learning.